Okay, we're talking with Chris Hansen. He is with True Blue Media, of course, and every week we've talked a bit about the previous week's episode from the sting operation in Marquette County and previewing the one that's dropping this week. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good. How are you, Jack?
Hey, pretty good. Like I said, not much to complain about yet. Let me ask you, have you received any updates yet from the court system or from Sheriff Zybert or others on how these cases are proceeding against the first five that you have profiled so far?
They're working their way through the court system, and we don't have any plea agreements or any official rulings that I'm aware of at this point. Typically, after there's an arraignment, within a matter of weeks, there'll be a preliminary examination, and the cases will either be bound over for trial or the court hearings will be postponed as the defense lawyers will do their discovery, as they have their meetings with their clients, and as they talk about potential plea agreements or whether or not they want to take these cases to trial. In many cases like this, we see some of the offenders, the alleged predators, enter into plea agreements in which they either agree to seek treatment, go on probation. Sometimes they have to register as a sex offender. Each case is different. And in some cases, the suspect is considered, you know, dangerous enough where a judge will ultimately decide that, you know, prison is warranted. So each case is different, and we're going to keep a close eye on them. But as far as I know, and I should start hearing more in the next week or so, none of the cases have been yet to be adjudicated fully.
One other housekeeping matter, obviously, you and I talked at great length about the case with Hunter. You pulled the episode off of the app. I'm wondering if you've ever done that before in your day, all those years at NBC and, of course, with your new venture here.
We have. In cases of very young offenders or young adult offenders, if these people go into a diversion program, or it looks like they're going to go into a diversion program and get a shot at, you know, a second chance because of their age and because of other circumstances, we've done it. It's very rare, and we obviously have the ability to put it back up if there is another offense or if something changes. But we try to be sensitive both in the moment when we are dealing with a young offender and afterwards, because each one of these cases is different. Each one of the offenders is different. And in our society, we want, you know, one-size-fits-all solutions in many cases to solve this problem. And it's a horrible problem. I literally just today got back from Florida where we were on a sting operation for a whole week. And, you know, again, we saw six predators surface in a house looking to have sex with a child. And so there is a great danger here, and we see different approaches being made. The predators are skilled, and they evolve, just like law enforcement does, just like we do in the coverage of these cases. So, you know, the problem's not going away, and we have to be smart as a society about how we deal with these people, and they are different. So we treat each case individually and different based upon who's involved and how the crime actually goes down.
All right. Lastly, Chris, tell us about episode 6 then from the Marquette sting. What will people see in your new episode?
Episode 6 involves a 26-year-old alleged predator by the name of Ryan. And what sticks out about Ryan is how comfortable he is walking into the sting house to meet a 15-year-old boy for sex. You see this on our hidden cameras, and you'll see it in the episode, that he walks in, he's got things that he's brought along with him to facilitate sex with a young man, and he is invited in by the decoy, a law enforcement person who's younger, who looks even younger than he is. He sits on the couch and calmly waits as he's talking about what's going to happen next for the boy to come back. And instead, I come in, and he's stunned, obviously, but he doesn't, it's so striking how comfortable he is sitting on the couch, as if there's nothing wrong with meeting a child online for sex. And as I slowly, you know, unravel the details of his situation, we find out he works for a bank. And suddenly he's very sorry for what he did. And he knew it was wrong, but did it anyway. And we have quite a lengthy conversation with him, which is fascinating. It's disturbing, but it's fascinating. It takes you inside the mind of somebody who is an alleged predator.
And we'll see that on the watchtrueblue.com, correct?
Absolutely. People can get all the information on where to see it on Roku or on their streaming devices through the app. And starting next month, we'll have our own Fast Channel on Pluto and several other platforms. So we continue to expand and we continue to do these investigations as well as, you know, many other real fascinating documentaries and series in the crime space.
Chris Hansen with True Blue Media. We will be speaking with you again next week. And then, of course, moving forward on your other project with the Jordan DeMay case, we'll definitely be following up on that.
That is a passion project very much for us, and I'll have some details on where that's going to air and when very soon.